USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues to kill Ukrainian civilians trying to flee the country Friday. Over 30 were killed and 100-plus were wounded in Russia's strikes at a railway station where civilians had gathered to evacuate. At least two rockets hit the station in the Donbass region. A U.S. appeals court panel on Thursday reinstated President Biden's executive order mandating that federal civilian employees be vaccinated against COVID-19. By a 2-to-1 vote, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals lifted an injunction issued by U.S. District Judge in Texas that had blocked enforcement of the federal employee vaccine mandate. The Biden administration argued the federal trial court had no power to hear the dispute. Palm Sunday recalls an event in the Christian scripture, the New Testament, of Jesus entering into Jerusalem and being greeted by people waving palm branches. Palm Sunday is this Sunday, April 10th. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Over two dozen people have been charged in the murder of a Saudi journalist. Now the trial location has changed countries. Wendy King reports.
The trial of 26 men accused of the murder of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was halted, and a Turkish court ruled that the case can be moved to Saudi Arabia. The 26 were being tried in absentia and are believed to be in Saudi Arabia. They are accused of killing and dismembering Khashoggi inside the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul in 2018. In 2019, a UN investigation blamed the death on high-level Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
The Illinois House and Senate on Thursday announced an agreement on a state spending plan by giving $1.8 billion back to taxpayers. The plan suspends taxes on food and gasoline, property tax rebates doubled, school supply tax freeze, and the earned income tax credit would be permanently expanded. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The story around Hunter Biden's laptop and potential crimes committed by the president's son is now implicating President Biden himself for lying to the American people when he said he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. A dozen emails in the authenticated laptop has President Biden helping family members of Hunter's business partners. Independent journalist Jeff Carlson on Epic TV weighs in.
People are beginning to realize, I mean, it started off with the whole issue of fake news, and people are now really beginning to see the role that the media played in this whole thing and how we arrived at this point. You know, the fact that there's a very real chance, polls indicate, that if the media had just been honest about what was going on with Hunter's laptop and hadn't just suppressed the story, that we might have had a different election outcome. And let's overlay that with the fact that you have these 50 intelligence officials, and this is something that's been a hot button for me, former CIA directors, that took a very public stance and said that we think that the Hunter laptop is just disinformation. And they were careful. They used some couchy language, et cetera, officially in their letter. But it's what enabled Joe Biden to claim that it was Russian disinformation during the second presidential debate. So people are now beginning to see that you had these two parallel things that were going on that literally altered the outcome of a U.S. presidential election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.